Thanks for having the energy to get up today.
Yes.
That's all right. Beautiful day, huh? I guess we're blessed this morning, especially, because this is really an important place to be. I'm really thrilled to be here with Teresa Allen, with Tim, with Bill, with all of the leaders of All Aboard Ohio, as well as our local Train Day Task Force, and with Councilwoman Teresa Morris from Toledo City Council, and Michelle Grimm from Toledo City Council. Men and women together here are about the task of building a better America. And I'm just so honored to be here, and we thank the musicians who serenaded us. Imagine if you'd come here this morning, okay? Now, I'm not telling you to spend your dollars in another place. You could plug in a little vehicle over there, leave it parked, your vehicle, and then you take a train, you get to Chicago within less than an hour. Maybe 30 minutes. You have a nice day, you have a good meal, and then you come home. And the same goes eastward. If we could go eastward, or if we could figure out a system where we could move from this point south into Ohio. We are blessed by the voters of this country because they have elected a president who cares about rail. It's baked into his bones, okay? And we have been trying for a very long time to modernize Toledo and the region, and to use rail as a very important main line in that effort. We've been succeeding on the freight front. If you look around in the west of Toledo, around Swanton, if you look at what's happening around the old Conrail facility, CSX by Parkside Boulevard and Airport Highway there, you'll see a lot of on-offload capacity. If you look down in Wood County around Lucky and so forth, you're going to see a lot of investments that have been made for freight rail. One place where I failed was in separating in East Toledo and Oregon the CSX and Norfolk Southern line so those freight trains wouldn't back up in East Toledo all the time. And we brought in $20 million, which they returned to the federal government because they couldn't agree who would go first over the bridge. Okay, so this is one of the problems we face here. These big companies that become so big that we're just a line when in fact we're a community that cares about the people that live here and the services to the people here. So we have our work cut out for us in making our voices heard about rail. Now we're here today for passenger rail, but for us to be successful in passenger rail, we have to have a separate easement. We can't always be fighting with freight rail. Between here and Chicago, here in Cleveland, and then from Cleveland to New York, we need a different corridor, and we have to be a part of a coalition that actually puts this together. And if we are successful, we will be the first generation since World War II to do so. So this is not an easy job, and I just want to thank those who've had the stick-to-itiveness and the perseverance to put this together. Teresa, your reputation precedes you. Everyone here says without her, we would not have the new energy for rail. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for caring about the future of our state and region. Now, I brought a county map with me here. And I'll tell you what happened. When we passed the infrastructure bill and we put billions of dollars, that's with a B, into modern rail for this country, I voted for it. And I thought, well, this is our moment. This has never happened in my long career, and we are going to be successful. So when we began to talk to the Department of Transportation about of the $16 billion that the Eastern Corridor got, there's about $12 billion left for the rest of the country right now, but it's going to come every year. I said, where are we? Where's our route? Where do we fit on the national map? And the Department of Transportation said, you're not on it. I said, what? We're one of the largest freight centers in the country. And they said, Marcy, nobody asked for anything from your area. I'm telling you a true story. So what happened was that one of my colleagues from South Chicago, Congresswoman Marie Newman, who's a really good person, I think one of every two trains in America goes through her district every day, and some of them come here. And she said, Marcy, I got to have congestion relief. She said, my district is a disaster. South Chicago is just completely congested. And I said, well, we have issues. I said, we can't get good, decent passenger rail service. I said, we've got all these freight backups. I said, let's form a coalition. So I came locally and I said, okay, so who's got the plan? Where's the plan? I want a plan for every rail trestle we can improve. I want to know where we're going to do grade separation. We can stop, you know, all these cars from being stopped from the trains going through and all. And where's the modernization of the corridor from Chicago to Cleveland and Cleveland to New York? So all the members of Congress, we organized them from Cleveland to Chicago. We signed a letter. It went to Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg asking that, what can we do? We're not on the map. And he sent a letter back to us stating that for purposes of the infrastructure bill, our corridor would be placed on the map, but any progress would be dependent on us applying as a region. So we need a plan. We have the ability to compete, and I'll tell you this, the East Coast corridor, which is a crowded corridor on Amtrak, how many have ever traveled that corridor? You people, okay, they're going to get money just dispersed to them, $12 billion, that's with a B. We have to compete, and that means we have to be really good. So your presence here today is to have a good time, but also I'm going to ask you for some help. And the help I'm going to ask for is I'm going to give you a map. I don't know who's going to get it, it's an old one. We need to get a new map from the county engineer. And we're going to map on here every eligible project for which we could get money in our region. I need all of you experts. Every single ugly rail trestle. Which rail trestle and viaduct gets the prize for the worst one in Toledo? I know where it is. Who wants to offer something? Anybody got the worst one? Holly Street. Just take my word for it. That is a disgrace. That is a disgrace. That's got to be on the map.
RC, the biggest thing we need to do, and I talked to you about this in the last Democratic dinner, we need to get rid of that piece of garbage that's sitting out in the Maumee River. That train rail bridge.
Swing bridge.
The swing bridge. We've talked to people about that. They call it historic. you know the one down there by Wood County, when you come over the turnpike, it took me 35 years to get that thing down. 35 years. I had to find the federal money. I went to CSX. I said, get rid of that disgrace. Everybody, millions of people that come across the turnpike, when they look at Toledo, all they saw was that rusty old bucket down there from one side of the bridge to the other. And now, and we took your money, federal tax money, and we brought it in to rip it down. CSX did not give us a penny. Not a penny. Our park districts cooperated in Lucas County, in Wood County. They worked together. They helped us out. We brought in the federal money. But guess what? You know what they call it? The Chessy Trail. They named it. They didn't put a penny in it. Yep, that's the truth. So anyway, now when you come across the turnpike and you look up at Toledo, what do you see? You see a beautiful river, the largest river that flows into the Great Lakes, and you see this little gleaming set of buildings. That's the city of Toledo. It's beautiful. And there isn't a single sign along the turnpike to say that's the largest river that flows into the Great Lakes, the Maumee. We could have so much more tourism business of people coming off at the interchange at Reynolds Road in order to come and then go down into Maumee and come up to Toledo and go all along the riverfront. The state of Ohio doesn't even know there's a lake here. So I'm being very blunt. These are some of my frustrations after having been your representative for many years. So anyway, I'm going to ask Councilwoman Teresa Morris to take the map. She and Michelle Grimm, come on. And what we're going to ask them to do, I hate to lose this map because I use it all the time, but it's the only one I have.
For
where we people say to me, don't use a map, use the internet. I said, no, I'm using a map because people can actually see the parks, they can see everything as a whole rather than just teeny little weeny pieces. But if any of you have ideas while you're here, take them to the councilwomen. So if you know of a rail trestle that needs repair, I need to know where it is. If you have ideas about where we could, for instance, I was just talking to a group here out by the airport where we have extra storage now because we don't have as many commercial flights. I believe we could turn part of the airport property into major container storage and provide an offload capacity for some of our rail lines that are very, very crowded. So we need to have the best rail planners in the world working with us. And I'll tell you who should chair that group, and she's already involved in this. You know, I've represented a lot of Cleveland over the last 10 years. God put me there, and I made a lot of friends, and it's going to help the whole region. And so Grace Gallucci, who heads up the Northeast Ohio Planning Association, Grace Gallucci, I called her up. I said, Grace, we need help. We're not on the grid. There's nothing between Cleveland and Chicago. She said, you got to be kidding. I said, no. So she helped me organize all these experts like her across the way, and Chicago's working with us now. All right, and we got a friendly governor in Chicago, and I just heard from Teresa that Governor DeWine isn't against improving rail up here. I hope that's right, because we've had trouble with past governors who turned back $400 million that I voted for to improve this region, okay? So this is a fight for us, all right? And we're going to work with these people. We're going to work with anybody here that wants to work with us, okay? The more brains, the better, because I didn't spend my life working the railroads. You did. You travel on them. You've traveled. You live in a different part of town than I do. You see things that I don't see. This is our moment to revolutionize rail for the middle part of the country, and we got to be a part of it. We got to be part of this dance. We just can't sit on the side. So your presence here today, if you want to work with us, if you want to be on a committee, if Teresa, if you want to just collect names for me, I don't know the proper, I don't want to overwork you, but this is really our moment. And the other piece I want you to think about besides people, because we know we got to either go over the freight rail or we got to go alongside the freight rail between Cleveland and Chicago. And we need to create, now, oh, I got Secretary Buttigieg's attention. I said, by the way, you know he's from South Bend, Indiana. By the way, South Bend is on the route. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. So, he and his partner just bought a house up in Traverse City, so I'm figuring he's going to improve the rail from South Bend up there, but we want it this way. Anyway, you know East and West, and you know this region. And the other thing I'm going to mention to you, let's really think futuristically. If we come to Toledo, to an area Councilwoman Morris represents, there's a Canadian rail line, Canadian Northern, I think they call it, that comes down into Toledo. There is no other place where that happens in nearby us. We need to be thinking about connection to Canadian via. Both for passenger and for freight. We need a big plan in the Great Lakes. Some of you, I see heads shaking. See, you know what I'm talking about. 99% of the people don't. So, but we got to think. If I could put a rail under Lake Erie, I would do it, just like the Channel. Okay? So that's the kind of thinking we need. We need futuristic thinking about rail and transportation and service to the people in our region. Wouldn't it be great if we could have a help CSX Norfolk Southern get a automated freight carriage easement where all these heavy containers that are put on trucks and they're having trouble finding CDL drivers, we turn them into freight forklift drivers rather than just driving truck, and all that freight could move automatically if we could have a corridor like that. Wow. Between Cleveland and Chicago and with us in between, imagine what that could look like. So we need futuristic thinkers. Your whole life, everything you sort of kicked the stone and saying, why didn't they do this? This is your moment to revolutionize rail transportation for freight and for human beings in this part of North America. So think hard with us, okay? No idea is too small. Every idea is important, and we put the pieces of the puzzle together. And it would help to lift the economy of this region at a level that would astound the rest of the traveling public. So thank you very much for a few words on the program this morning. There's not a lot of time. This is time sensitive. In the bill that we passed, there will be funding for 4 more years. This year we should be applying for planning money, at least so they know we got our finger in the frosting, right? At least they know that we're there. Then year 2, we ask for improvement money. Years 2, 3, 4, 5. And we look for private investment. This isn't something that the government does alone. But we need this plan. We have a leader, Grace Gallucci in Cleveland. She will help lead everybody else, but we need your ideas. I thank you for your attention this morning. God bless you for being good citizens, and please help us do this. It could make such a difference in this part of the country and help build the future America for your children and grandchildren. Thank you very much.